on the line now I have Thomas Hines, and he's the PR director of Bohemian Football Club. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Morning, Noel. Nice to talk to you.
Well, I know there's lots of football clubs out there and they do a lot of work, but I think your remit is one of the largest I've seen.
Yeah, well, it's built up over a period of 4 years. And it started off bringing some local school kids down to watch a game.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one of the teachers, head teachers, who was up in, I think it was St. Declan's or Finbar's, not sure, we do so many, asked us, would it be okay if we bring a few more? So we end up with 30 or 40 kids. So what we do is, on match night, we bring them down around 5 o'clock. We show them around the stadium. We let them sit in the dressing room because the jerseys are all ready for match night. Then the players start to arrive. They meet the players, get autographs, photographs taken with them. Then they go over to McDonald's for about an hour. And then they come back and watch the game.
Okay.
It's fantastic for them. It's a live game. They're not watching television. They're not running around the streets or whatever. So it is a good community project. And the only thing is, it's a pity we don't have a game every Friday because there's so many schools have contacted me,
mm-hmm.
like, to do this. But we fit in as many as we can, and we pick the appropriate games for the kids.
Okay, because Irish soccer has gone through a resurgence over the past couple of years, hasn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I tell you something, even though it's like, you know, some people, like, you know, scoff a bit at League of Ireland, but when kids, like, at 8, 9 years of age come down, see a professional footballer, sit in the same dressing room, they're overawed, and it's mm-hmm. fantastic, and they want to come back, and they want to see more football, and they want to play the game. But what I found disconcerting was when kids came first, they don't know how to watch a game, because there's no replays, there's no breaks, nothing. They actually, they turn talking to each other, and then they turn around, they miss something, you know, it's an amazing thing. They can't actually watch a live game.
Well, I have to say, I find that myself when I go to the movies as distinct from TV, that I'm sort of looking for where I can do the rewind in the cinema, so
yeah.
I don't blame the kids. It's just a sort of conditioning that we go through when we're used to things.
Yeah, it's great for them, and it's great bonding, and as I said, they're very, very impressed with meeting professional players. And the Bowes players are fantastic with them. They give them the time, and they know what day the school is coming and what school. Like last Friday, we had St. Kevin's School from Finglas, Barry Avenue and Finglas.
Mm-hmm.
They had 35 kids down, and one of our players, just on the fringe of the first team, Paddy Collins, actually went to that school, and our manager, Owen Heary, went to that school. So it was fantastic. We got Owen and Paddy to sign a jersey, presented it to the school, which they'll hang in their gym, you know.
Yeah, it's great. I have to say, it's a great initiative that you have, because it takes it puts it in their faces rather than sort of some distant heroes that they have that they will never meet. And they're just something that you read about in the paper, as well as all the other stuff that goes on. But as I said, your remit is quite wide. You do funding for St. Vincent de Paul. But tell me about the community work with the old folks.
Yeah, well, Vincent de Paul, the old folks, is sort of a separate thing. The Vincent de Paul one is we do theatre nights out in the Viking Theatre out in Clontarf.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you know it. It's above the Sheds pub, just at Vernon Avenue.
Yeah, I know that.
And Peter Sheridan actually was the first man to help us out with his show. I'm not sure it was 47 Roses or Break a Leg. Peter will kill me for not knowing. But the theatre night, on the night that we go out with Vincent de Paul, they actually give the full takings to Vincent de Paul. And the last night we were out there, I think we raised €800, which goes a long, long way at Christmas time, you know, for mm-hmm. fuel, shoes. I'm not being funny, but you know, out there there are people who need coats and shoes and mm-hmm. coal for their fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Vincent de Paul is a fantastic organisation because each group is autonomous. It doesn't go into a big, large fund. It goes to the actual group it's aimed at.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. But the thing about the old folks around the senior citizens, we call them, around the Finglas, Cabra, Phibsborough area, which is our catchment area, that's tied in with the prison work that we do. We go into St. Pat's and Mount Joy, and we do coaching with the prisoners.
Okay.
And that was started about 2 years ago, and I got help from Jeff Conway, part of the Conway football family, who were like well known with Bohemians, and Richie Sadler, a buddy of mine. You probably know Richie Sadler,
ex-Irish
international. Richie came in and did coaching. What we did was we coached C-Wing for about 3 months and D-Wing for about 3 months. Now, these are segregated, like they're rivals mm-hmm. in the prison system, so they can't be mixed. Then we arranged a match with them. And bit by bit, we broke down the segregation. At the end of the whole thing, they were actually sharing cells, some of the guys who were on the same team.
Okay.
So this was actually brought to Brussels, to a European level, and it was discussed that the method that we used to break down segregation in prison was actually so successful. So for, as a reward for that, Bohemians players agreed to come in and play for the Conway Cup, which we're actually playing this Sunday in Pat's Prison. So it's a great reward for the prisoners as well.
And what time is that?
In sport.
So sorry, Thomas, that's this Sunday the 5th. At what time?
We're going to play at 3 o'clock, but it's actually behind closed doors.
Okay, right.
It's actually in the prison.
Okay.
So it's sold out.
Okay, that's a captive audience, as they would say.
Captive audience.
But it's
that leads to the senior citizens. And the prisoners were so delighted and grateful, and the governor, Donica Walsh, they asked me, do we have an old folks programme in Derrymount? And I said, we do, actually. The chap Jimmy O'Connor has been there 50 years. Every Sunday night, the senior citizens in the area come down to Derrymount, use the bar and have a sing-song. He said, would they like Christmas dinner? And I said, oh my God, they'd love it. So the prisoners actually cook the Christmas dinner in the prison. We bring down about 70, it's 80 if we can manage it, old folks. And they sit down with the prisoners, have Christmas dinner in there. And we're doing the same again this year. It's a fantastic initiative, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
By the prison itself now, not by me, by the prison.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a one.
And where do the senior citizens have the dinner? Do they have it in the prison?
In the prison, in that guy, yeah.
Well, to me, that sounds like it's a rather subtle, subliminal message sending out, because the senior citizens are...
Spot on, though, spot on.
Because senior citizens have become rather invisible, and you're reading the paper terrible things that's happened to a lot of people and the fear they live in. So, as I say, this is a really subliminal message and for younger people to see.
But because there's another thing that we're doing now this Friday, actually at 12 o'clock. I'm bringing 10 kids from the O'Devney Garden, Cabra area. They're 14, 15-year-olds. They're involved in a thing called the MOST Project, and it's the community guards play games with the kids in the evenings. Well, last week we let them use Derrymount Park for the match, which was a big deal for them. I had the Lord Mayor up there to present them with certificates afterwards, and I had the governor from the prison service there as well. And we agreed, got permission, so the 10 kids are actually coming in to the prison, even though they're only 14, 15 years of age, on Friday for 2 hours to see actually what it's like behind.
It takes the glamour out of it to really face up, doesn't it?
Exactly, because it's not love-hate, it's the real life, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but
fabulous.
They've actually seen Derrymount, they played in Derrymount, and then they're going to see the prison. And then that's your choice, boys, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. End up in Derrymount or end up in here.
Okay.
There's a couple of prisoners who've been trained to greet them, speak to them. And also we debrief them before they leave, because it can be a bit traumatic.
Okay.
So it's another initiative. Yeah, it's very,
it's
good.
It's terrific. You know, everyone needs money these days, and you're sponsored with the Northwood Shopping Centre. Is it hard to get sponsoring? How hard was it?
I'm actually in the process of setting up a foundation, the Bohemian Foundation. And I've already have promises of funding. It's hard to do it going through Bohemian Football Club, because once again, the money's going to the whole club and it's spread out too thin. But if I, as I said, we're setting up a foundation, and any donation for the foundation will go straight to all this work that we're doing. Because when the kids come to Derrymount, I like to give them a jersey or a scarf, something, some memorabilia to take away with them. But it all costs. And
yes,
I can't put the cost of my ideas onto the club. So the foundation will be able to cover that. The local community is fantastic, like Spar in Phibsborough, FX Frames in Phibsborough, Fado Antiques, Fix Coffee House, as you said, the Northside Shopping Centre. They're all fantastic. They really, really are. When they hear what we're doing, because on Sunday when we go in now, we will bring in a jersey top for the boys in prison. We'll also bring in shampoos, soaps, gels, toothpaste as a gift for everybody that participates.
Okay.
It all costs money. But, as I said, the local community, they're fantastic at getting behind us for this.
Okay, well, now, all these initiatives that you have, as I said, it's one of the widest remits I've seen for a football club. When you bring these forward, I'm sure I'm sort of guessing that they're all your ideas or wherever they come from. What reaction do you get?
The people are astounded that it actually is happening, but that's why we're trying to get the message out that, like, you know, there is work being done. What you were saying earlier about the senior citizens going into the prison, what it is, and you're right, it's sort of a hidden agenda to me, is let the prisoners see, hey, listen, these are kind old folks, you know what I mean? Maybe you'll think twice about grabbing that horse or robbing the house.
Yes,
not be funny when you get out.
Yes.
But also, I've got a feedback from the senior citizens when they sit down with these young boys, hear their life story, they're not surprised they end up in there, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So it's a good eye-opening on both sides.
Okay.
So they did commit a crime, and they have to be aware of that, and these are the people you're committing the crime against.
Okay. And good attendances. I often do be up around Filter, and I see them going, everyone parking and going through to the match. So there's great attendance any time there is a match up there.
Much
anyway.
Improved. Like, we played Rovers last Tuesday night, and we had nearly 3,000 people, which is, it's fantastic on a Tuesday night.
Absolutely.
But it's... even when they come down, they come back because there's nothing like a live game. You know, you can hear the screams, the
Indeed.
Roars. You can reach out and touch the players. The reality is a lot different than watching on TV, you know.
Okay, well, the best thing I can say to you is congratulations, Thomas, on everything that everyone in the club has done and for the ideas that you come up. And I can see other people copying them, not just in Ireland, but abroad as well.
Jeepers, absolutely, anywhere. And, like, you know, if they go to Bo's website, they'd see my name, they'd see my number, they'd see my email. And if there's any schools listening, because in your area out there, Northside, please contact me. And for next season, I'll be putting a list together, and I'd be very, very glad to take any of the schools in and show the kids around, let them meet the players.
Okay, thank you very much, Thomas. It's great talking to you. And as you said,
really,
you have
really appreciate it. Thank
when
so
is
much.
There? When is the next match there? Anyway, apart from the Sunday, I mean, which you
Friday week.
Okay, so I'm trying to work that out. That's the 10th.
The 10th.
Okay, listen, Thomas.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that's obviously in the evening as well.
In the evening, 7:45 on Friday. Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much, Thomas. Great talking to you.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye. And that's Thomas Hines, Public Relations Officer with Bohemians Football Club, and the match there on the 10th. Everybody seems to be involved, from the very young to the old as well. It's terrific.